Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Follow me as I follow Christ, commanding your morning radio show, prayer radio show. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante, sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. I want to thank Apostle for allowing me to sit in and pray with you and take your concerns to the throne of grace, like Tamela Mann just saying, take me to the King. Like the woman with the issue of blood, she just said, if I could just get to the man of God and get to the hem of his garment, we just want to get to the King. Amen. So today we're going to be praying for your concerns, praying for our concerns, praying for things that are happening in the world and in the kingdom as well. If you have any prayer requests, please feel free to go to our prayer page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and post your prayer requests, or you can message them if they're sensitive prayer requests that you don't want others to know about. You can go ahead and just message us through the page. You can also text your prayer request to 951-662-6787. Again, that number is 951-662-6787 to text your prayer request. As well, when you go to the page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, please like the page. You will be able to keep up with the ministries. We post a lot of announcements, scriptures, things to keep you encouraged. We also look at the page throughout the week in case you need prayer throughout the week. We want to link our faith to yours, cover you in prayer as well. So please feel free to post your prayer requests. Please like the page. You'll have other ministry announcements. You can follow us that way. So please go to the page, follow me at FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page and keep up with us that way. And that way we can stay connected with you all as well. Today we're going to be praying. This is a holiday weekend, so of course we want to recognize that and pray for those that are traveling, praying for those that may run into acts of violence, things of that nature. We want to pray over those that are sick, of course, the children of this nation, the children of the world, and many other concerns that that we have throughout life, life situations. We're going to pray for those as well. And I'm going to start the prayer. So if you would pray with me silently, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Heavenly Father, we just come before your throne of grace. Father, we just thank you. We uplift your name. Father, we thank you and we magnify your name. Father, we just want to take this time to give you praise, O Heavenly Father. Father, we want to magnify your name. Father, we want to uplift your name today, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. Father, there are those out there, Father, that are hurting, Father. Those, Father, that they feel there's no way out, Father. There's no one to stand by them, Father. No one to stand for them, O Heavenly Father. Father, they're walking around, Father, like they've just given up, Father. So today, Father, we want to uplift those, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask right now, Father, that you send your angels, Father, to minister to them, Father. Create in them a clean heart, Father. Father, give them a heart that will reach out to you, seek you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, send your vineyard workers to continuously minister to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against the enemy, Father. We come against the darkness, O Heavenly Father, that is encroaching on their lives, Father, trying to crush them, Father, trying to steal, Father, what was meant, Father, for your glory, Father. We're coming against those dark powers, O Heavenly Father, that are trying to continue to keep them away from the light, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command, Father, every plan, every focus of the enemy, every stronghold, every yoke, Father, broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, again, send your vineyard workers to minister to these individuals, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you even strengthen them, rejuvenate them now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, touch their households, O Heavenly Father. Touch their children, Father. Give them wisdom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them wisdom on the job, parental wisdom, Father. Father, give them the wisdom, Father, that they may have missed, Father, as they were growing up from children to young men and women, Father, to teenagers, Father, to grown men and women. Any wisdom that they may have missed, Father, give them that wisdom now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And let them know, Father, to recognize you, Father. This is not wisdom of the world, but it is wisdom from the Heavenly Father, the creator of all, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, there are many, O Heavenly Father, that, Father, they need a breakthrough, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, right now we're praying, Father, a breakthrough, Father, whatever breakthrough they need, Father, whether it be a breakthrough of love, Father, a breakthrough of wisdom, Father, a breakthrough in health, Father, a breakthrough, Father, in finances, Father. We pray that breakthrough. Father, we loose that breakthrough right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Enemy, you can't touch these breakthroughs. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over these breakthroughs. Father, we plead the blood over those, Father, that need these prayers today, Father. We plead the blood over their interests, Father, the things that they own, their children, Father, their positions on the job, Father, their companies. Father, we plead the blood over these things. We plead the blood over their neighborhoods, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, and we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. Father, as we go into this holiday weekend, Father, we plead the blood over the highways and the byways, Father. We plead the blood over the streets, Father. We plead the blood over these drivers, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, right now, Father, we command, Father, we command even death to hold its hand, O Heavenly Father. Send your angels, Father, to keep and watch over those that are on the road this weekend, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let travel blessings and travel mercy abound, Father, on the highways and the byways and the streets of this nation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against the spirit of violence, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, you foul, wicked spirit that has come to kill and steal and destroy and divide family. We come against you this weekend. We bind your work in the mighty name of Jesus. We command now that your work will bear no fruit in the mighty name of Jesus. Lives will be spared. Father, we ask you, Father, to create in those, Father, who have the propensity to commit violent acts, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you create in them clean hearts, Father. Forgive them, Father, for every sin they may have committed knowingly and unknowingly, Father. Father, let them feel your love, O Heavenly Father, for many, Father, are without love, O Heavenly Father. Father, they're just empty on the inside, Father, but right now we're asking you, Father, to fill them up, Father. Let the tears flow from their eyes, Father, from the love, Father, that you have just poured in them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them see the value of life. Father, let us all see the true value of what you created, Father, what you've given us, Father, which is life. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now. We uplift your name right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father. Father, let the murder fatality rates drop to zero, Father. Let there be no news reports of murder and death, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Or untimely death, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we uplift our politicians, our leaders, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for them today, Father. Father, blow on their hearts, lead them, guide them, direct them in the way you would want them to go, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against the spirit of corruption. We come against the spirit of division, Father, the spirits of racism, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against their focus, Father. We come against their plans. We come against, Father, the strategies of the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command these strongholds broken, fruitless, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. We come against the victories of the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against them now. Every move that the enemy makes, Father, is totally illegal. You foul spirits, I come before you now to let you know your acts are illegal in the name of Jesus. You are already defeated and sentenced in the mighty name of Jesus. We command you cease and desist your operations right now. Father, we just thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you and uplift your name, Father. We thank you and magnify your name. Father, I want to pray for those in ministry today, Father. Father, the leaders, O Heavenly Father. Father, right now we're asking for a fresh wind, O Heavenly Father. A rejuvenation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Words, O Heavenly Father. Give them words to speak, words to preach, words to teach, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Many of them, Father, are dealing with affliction, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, right now, your word says, by the stripes of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father, that we are healed. Father, I speak healing right now, Father, into every man, woman, child of God, O Heavenly Father. Every ailment, Father, every affliction broken, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, it falls away now, Father, straightway in the name of Jesus. Those who couldn't walk, walk, Father. Those who were in pain are painless, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, oh, we thank you. Those, Father, whose limbs were tight and restricted, Father, they have full mobility. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that were on deathbeds, Father, they They come out. They come off the deathbed, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those diagnosed, Father, with terminal diseases, Father, now have life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father. We praise your holy name, Father. We magnify your name, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Father, I want to pray for the ministry partners, Father. Father, we ask right now, Father, that you give them supernatural ability, Father, to receive the word, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, give them revelation of the word, Father. Father, fertilize the ground of their hearts, Father, that the word that they receive will take root, Father, and produce a great harvest, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we thank you and magnify your name. Father, we plead the blood over those that these prayers were for, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every word that was spoken, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, we decree it to be so in Jesus' mighty name. And we say amen, amen, thank you, Lord, and amen. Praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's just give God some praise right now, just some crazy faith praise right now. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. Father, the glory is yours. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. We praise your holy name, Father. We magnify your name. Father, we uplift your name. Hallelujah, Father. We give you praise today, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are worthy of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 We give you praise today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, if you have just joined in, this is FMFC's Global Prayer Warriors commending your morning prayer. And we want to assist you and be with you in commending your morning. Let's commend our mornings. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Let's dictate, let's walk in our authority and dictate the way our day is supposed to go. Amen. Let's command that this be the best day of our lives, that every plan of the enemy has been broken, every stronghold of the enemy has been broken. And we do that in prayer time. In Daniel, it tells us that the angel came to Daniel and said, Daniel, I came to give you understanding and knowledge. And he told Daniel, when you prayed, a command went forth in heaven. So when we wake up in the morning and we begin to pray, we begin to decree and declare things in prayer, commands are given in heaven. So let's not go through the day without heaven making a command on our behalf. Amen. So let's remember to command our morning. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget to go to our prayer page, FMFC, Global Prayer Warriors, prayer page there. You can leave your prayer request. You can also keep up with the ministry. You can keep up. We also post prayer throughout the week. We post encouraging scriptures. So please go to the page, like the page, engage with us, interact with us, and allow us to cover you in prayer and stand with you in agreement with your prayers as well. Also, keep in mind that our own apostle, Dr. Roslyn Overton, she does a live broadcast on Saturdays at 6 p.m. It's a Bible study live broadcast on 6 p.m. on Saturday Central Standard Time. That's going to be 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can view that on ChristFamilyNetwork.com. Again, that's ChristFamilyNetwork.com. You will then go to the upper right-hand corner and see a drop-down. Just click on that and then click on ChristScope. And she'll be right before you, bringing you the Word of God. Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton is my apostle. She is a very, very anointed as well as knowledgeable woman of God. I've had the pleasure of knowing her since we were children, and trust me, this is a woman of God that you definitely want to hear. She preaches the gospel uncut, straight, no chaser. So you're going to get the real Word of God, and she's going to break down the Word of God to where you can understand it, digest it, and let it take root, fill you up, take root, and trust me, you will grow from it. Amen. Also, Ministry in Motion, again, hosted by our own apostle, Dr. Roslyn Overton. Again, she has a show on Saturdays at 3 p.m., Sundays at 8 a.m. in the morning. So when you're getting ready for service, to go to service, or say if you can't make it to service, well, this is a great way to get the message early in the day. And also Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. We post this information on the Global Prayer Warriors, on the FMFC Global Prayer Warriors page as well. So again, those times are Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sunday at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And again, that's on ChristFamilyNetwork.com. And again, you go to the right-hand corner, upper right-hand corner, and you hit the drop-down Hava, the Hava channel, and it's spelled C-H-A-Y-A-H, but pronounced Hava. Channel, and of course, you'll be able to tune in to the message that way. And I just want to thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio and allowing us to again link our faith to yours and cover you in prayer. This is a very, very important component in the kingdom to always be before God in prayer. You know, Jesus said men should always pray and not faint. So we want to continue to be before God in prayer. And prayer is not always for ourselves, but it's for those around us who just are so downtrodden that they can't pray for themselves. Many times when I'm walking or I'm going places to and fro, I see people, and I may not be able to stop. I might be, my time may be restricted, or I might be driving, but I still say prayers for people who you can just see they need a prayer. Our government leaders do not have the answers. They need prayer. Those at your job, they need prayer. The young men and women that you see every day, they need prayer. Even our children, they need prayer. So we need to always be on the wall, not just praying for ourselves, but praying for others. Amen. So again, I'm going to cover some things in prayer that I feel need to be covered, namely our children in this nation, amen, as well as the world leaders as well, amen. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we just thank you. We give you praise today, Father. Father, we uplift our children to you, Father. The next generation of leaders, Father. The next generation of saints, Father. So, Father, we just uplift these children all over the world, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you, Father, to protect them from the spirits of racism, Father, spirits of division, Father. Father, any and all ungodly, wicked spirits, Father. Father, right now we stand in the gap for them, Father, and we command every unspoken, Father, ungodly covenant, Father, that may have been spoken by those from generations past, O Heavenly Father, those that have worshipped demons, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we come against those agreements, Father, and we command in the name of Jesus that they be severed, Father. Father, when those children come into this world, Father, they come into this world with a clean slate, Father, and we ask, Father, the time, Father, that they come out the womb, Father, that you be, that while they're in the womb, Father, you're creating in them a clean heart, Father. Father, you know who they are, Father, and you, Father, are preparing them, Father, to preach and teach the gospel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, and the gates of hell will not prevail against these children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, right now, Father, I command every devil, every demon to cease and desist their operation, Father, in the lives of these children before they're even born, Father. We come against every stronghold, Father, every attack, and Father, we command those attacks, those focuses broken, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we even come, Father, come against and command, Father, the disillusion, Father, of soul ties, Father, over these children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give your angels charge over them that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father. There'll be no soul ties, Father, through rape, oh Heavenly Father, molestation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Those that have been raped and molested, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we speak a healing over these children, Father, right now. Father, every emotional bruise, every physical bruise, every physical hurt, Father, is healed right now, Father. And these children, Father, they are restored a thousandfold, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give these children a boldness. Holy Spirit, open their mouths and let them teach and preach and speak. Hallelujah, Father, and give you praise. The glory is yours, Father, but give them the victory now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray this, Father, for every child, Father, born and still unborn, Father. I pray this prayer over them now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare, Father, that these children, Father, will walk for you, Father, that they will be your children, Father. They will come, Father. They will come, Father, and you will watch over them, Father, and grow them and keep them, Father, and catapult them in the kingdom, Father, with signs, miracles, and wonders, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, they will lay hands on the sick, Father, and they will be healed, Father. They will prophesy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We just thank you and praise your holy name, Father. They will turn families to you, Father, those families, Father, that operate in witchcraft. They will turn those families around, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, where there are curses, Father. They will usher in blessings, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you right now. We praise you right now. We uplift your name right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We come against the evil, Father, of the child sex trade, Father. Father, right now we command this thing to be dismantled, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just thank you and praise your holy name, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Father, right now, every devil, every demon that is involved, that is manipulating the trading and slavery of children, we come against your focus. We come against your plan. We come against every stronghold in the mighty name of Jesus, and we command these strongholds torn down and utterly destroyed, and no bearing of any more fruit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We plead the blood over these children. Hallelujah. We we now retrieve these children in the spirit for the kingdom. These children belong to the kingdom. You will harm them no more in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree it so right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, be the parents, Father, that sent many of these children into the slave trade, oh Heavenly Father, the sex trade. Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, heal their minds, Father. Place them back in their right minds, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Have mercy on them, Father, and forgive them, Father, for these sins, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, I want to pray, Father, for those, Father, that are, Father, those that are living the gay and lesbian, transgendered lifestyle, oh Heavenly Father. Many are confused, Father. Many are hurt, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I'm asking right now, Father, that, Father, you created them clean hearts, Father. Remove every piece of trickery, Father, that the enemy has pulled on them. Father, remove every bit of confusion, Father, that they're living in, that they're operating in, Father. Father, create in them clean hearts, Father. Father, send those vineyard workers, Father, that will minister to them in love, O Heavenly Father. Many of them, Father, are just seeking to be loved, Father. Send those vineyard workers, Father, that you have raised up to minister to them, Father. And Satan, we command your spirit of fear frozen right now in the name of Jesus. You are not going to continue to confuse these individuals. You are not going to continue to have them walk and live in fear. We come against you now, you foul spirit. We command you to cease and desist your operation in the lives of these individuals, these men and women that were meant to be in the kingdom and preach and teach the gospel. Come against you in your work now in the mighty name of Jesus. We command your work, your focus, your plans dismantled in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we plead the blood over these individuals, Father. Father, let the number of those, Father, that go to these gay pride parades begin to dissipate as these men and women, Father, come out of the state of confusion, come out of the state of fear, Father, and hear you calling them into the kingdom, Father. Give them a desire, Father, to hear your word, O Heavenly Father. Father, give them hearts that will receive, Father, minds that will understand. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heal them, Father, of every hurt, Father, every wound, O Heavenly Father. Anything, Father, that they've gone through, Father, where they've got no understanding, Father. People thought that they were strange, Father. Father, we know that this is just the enemy, Father. Deceiving them, Father. We even come against, Father, the deception, the stronghold of deception, Father. We command that stronghold destroyed and broken, Father, and done away with in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you for the victory, Father. We thank you for the victory, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we uplift these world leaders today, Father. Father, we ask you to just surround them with godly counsel, Father. Father, we ask you just continue, Father, to creating them clean hearts and pour into them, Father. Many seem to go into their offices righteous, Father, with plans to do righteous things, Father. And when they sit in those seats of power, Father, they are deterred. They are sent a different direction. We come against the enemy. We come against the enemy working against ungodly counselors, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, Father, that ungodly counsel will fall, Father, on closed ears, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lead these leaders, O Heavenly Father, the right way so the people of this world will have peace, Father. Father, move in those countries, Father, where they cannot worship you openly, Father, for the fear of persecution and violence, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give your angels charge over these, your children, Father, that they will meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Keep your arms of protection around those that are in jails, Father, for worshiping you, teaching and preaching your word, Father. Father, let the word, Father, just take over people, the guards in the prisons, Father, those that are in the courts, Father, the judges, the lawyers, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, let the word, let your word spread like wildfire. Any ears that it falls on, Father, those people, Father, they want to follow the gospel of Jesus Christ, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the leaders, these world leaders, be dumbfounded, Father, and know, Father, this is your word. This is your law. These are your promises. This is your good news, Father. And they need to hear it, and they need to follow it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Oh, we thank you and praise your holy name, Father. We thank you and magnify your name, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father. We give you praise right now. We thank you for the victory right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise today, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for a change in this world, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We uplift and magnify your name, Father. We thank you for the change. We thank you for the victory. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We uplift and magnify your name. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we give you praise today, Father. We uplift, we magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, today we come against the corruption in governments, oh, Heavenly Father. Father, we command in the name of Jesus, the spirit of corruption is put down. And those things that are done in secret, Father, we pray, Father, and command that the truth, Father, shine like the noonday sun, Father. Father, that it shouts and speaks out like thunder, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I also want to pray for those, Father, that hear this broadcast, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I'm hearing to come against strongholds. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we decree and declare, Father, every stronghold bound up. Every stronghold, its work, Father, in the lives of those that hear this broadcast. The stronghold in your life is broken. The stronghold is broken today in the name of Jesus. Who the Son, Jesus Christ, sets free is free indeed. You are free today in the name of Jesus. You are free today in the name of Jesus. Whatever stronghold holds you, you are free today. Strongholds of affliction, strongholds of the enemy working through those close around you, family members trying to keep you in check. Those strongholds are broken in the name of Jesus. Says the Lord, the stronghold is broken today. Hallelujah. Father, lead us in how we're to walk away from the strongholds, Father. Lead us in how we're to walk in faith today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for the breaking of strongholds, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is your release date. Hallelujah. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you and give you praise, Father. We uplift your name, Father. We magnify your name. We give you praise today, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Father, these prayers that were spoken, the words that were decreed, Father. Father, we decree them to be so according to your word. They are established unto us. We decree these words to be so in Jesus' mighty name, and we say amen, amen, thank you, Lord, and amen. Praise God, praise God. Again, I just want to thank you, thank everyone for joining in this morning on FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning prayer. Again, my name is Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm a pastor with Follow Me As I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries. I'm sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. Again, I just want to thank Apostle for allowing me to sit in and pray with you, cover you in prayer, and pray your prayer requests and pray the prayer that Holy Spirit has put on my heart. I want to thank you for joining in. Also, we will be posting this to our prayer page, and please go to the page, like the page. It's FMFC Global Prayer Warriors on it's our Facebook page. Please go there through the week. Post your prayer requests. When we pray for you, post the testimonies. We definitely love to hear testimonies as well as the prayer requests. We post updates on the page of what the ministry is doing. Again, we post testimonies. We post scripture throughout the week to keep you going and keep you encouraged. So please go to the Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page and engage with us, keep up with us, and allow us to keep up with you as well. Many of you may not have a ministry to connect with, so please feel free to connect with us. Many may be part of ministries that are huge mega churches where you may not feel that you can send a prayer request in and get that prayer request taken care of. So please feel free to reach out to us. You may go to a smaller church where, you know, your overseer might work a 9-to-5 and have a family and may be very busy. We make ourselves available to cover your prayer request. So please feel free to take advantage of it's not just one of us, it's a number of us, and we will be covering your prayer requests. We've definitely had some breakthroughs and testimonies on this within this ministry. I'm sorry. Cars have been bought, you know, cars have been received, homes have been received, many have been healed. There's been much breakthrough. And we've been doing this for years, if I'm correct. Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton has had prayer going on through a prayer line, and now the Commanding Your Morning blog talk show, radio show, and I want to say it's over 10 years now. And trust me, there have been just you can't even count them, the amount of prayers that have been answered through us carrying and taking things to the throne of grace. So please feel free to leave your prayer request on the prayer page. You can text 951-662-6787 with your prayer request as well. And you can walk in all confidence that your prayers will be covered by men and women of God who can and will get a prayer through on your behalf. Amen. Again, I just want to, if I can leave you with a few announcements. Again, Ministry in Motion, we have our Four Prayer Watches Summit, and that's going to be July 22nd through the 23rd, and it's going to be in a conference call format. Again, that's our Four Prayer Watches Summit, July 22 through 23. If you could like the page, I will post more information, but please put that on your calendars, July 22nd through the 23rd. This is going to be monumental. There's going to be teaching on the specific prayer watches. There's going to be prayer going forth. You're going to have a number of men and women of God, anointed men and women of God, teaching as well as praying. So you definitely do not want to miss this. Let me say this. You definitely want to add prayer as a core component to your life. Whether you are walking in the kingdom or you have not yet given your life to Christ, when Jesus said men should always pray and not faint, he was not just talking to those that are in the kingdom. He's talking to those that are yet to come into the kingdom and those that are in the kingdom. He said men should always pray and not faint. Amen. Today at 6 p.m., Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton will be hosting Christscope on Christscope. You can view that live broadcast by going to Christ Family Network, going to the upper right hand corner, hitting the drop down, and going to Christscope, and you'll be able to view that live broadcast. It's a Bible study, very powerful, very informative. Trust me when I tell you, you will be well fed. Also, Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton, she is doing broadcasts Saturdays at 3 p.m. So you can catch her today at Saturday. I mean, I'm sorry, you can catch her today at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time as well as 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. The broadcast at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time will be live Saturday at 3. The Saturday 3 p.m. broadcast is pre-recorded. Sunday at 8 a.m. before you go to your place of worship, or if you're not able to make it, you can still get a feeding in and get the Word of God. So that's Sunday at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. in the evening. Again, that as well is going to be on Christ Family Network on the Hava channel. And what you're going to do is you're going to go to the upper right-hand corner, click on the drop-down, and go to the Hava channel. It's spelled C-H-A-Y-A-H, but pronounced Hava. Amen. And you will be able to tune in to the broadcast. And we're asking you to tune in to the broadcast because we want to feed you, but we also want to get the ratings as well so that we can continue to move forward and bringing the good news to those who need to hear it. Because going to church just on Sundays, trust me, that's not enough. That's almost like you eating physically every Sunday, and you're not eating again to the next Sunday. So let's make sure we're being properly fed. The Bible tells us to desire the sincere milk of the Word. And when we are desiring, as children desiring milk, children eat milk. They drink milk, 4 or 5 times a day, if not more. So We want to make sure we're getting regular feedings of the gospel, amen? And we're ensuring that we're growing and that our faith is growing and our knowledge of God is growing and we are being changed by the word, amen? The Bible tells us to, how can two of us walk together lest we be in agreement? How can you be in agreement with somebody if you don't know the things that they agree on, amen? So please, please take join in and watch those broadcasts again. I promise you, you will be fed. And if you see, also if you feel like you are being blessed by Blog Talk Radio, the broadcast that Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton is doing. Please support the ministry, whatever you can, whatever God puts on your heart. I would say pray and ask the Lord, should you support this ministry? And if so, then you can send all your donations. They're tax deductible to P.O. Box 558-394. Chicago, Illinois, 60655. And as Apostle would always say, when you send an offering, it is a seed. So name that seed. What harvest would you like to come from that seed? And if you have a prayer request, attach that to the offering as well so we can pray for you, so we can pray over the seed that it brings you a great harvest. We are a thousandfold ministry, so we are seeking and going before the Lord for a thousandfold harvest. Amen. So when you send your seed, know that we're praying for a thousandfold return. Again, if you feel led to support the ministry, again, we don't ask for a specified amount, whatever God puts on your heart. And the address again is P.O. Box 558-394, Chicago, Illinois, 60655. We will also post that information on the FMFC Global Prayer Warriors prayer page, so you'll have it there again. And if the Lord puts anything on your heart, please feel free to send whatever you deem, or whatever the Lord deems that you should send. Amen. So again, we want to thank you for joining us on Commanding Your Morning Blog Talk Radio Show, or FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning Prayer Blog Talk Radio Show. I am so happy that you took this time to join us. Please visit the page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and post your prayer request. There is no prayer request that you should not place before the Lord. Anything that is within His will, please don't go through issues in life alone. Let us pray. Let God answer the prayer. You give the testimony. Your faith is then energized, and now you go to others and you're telling them prayer, man or girl, prayer works. Amen. So let's do things the kingdom way and always pray and not faint. Again, I thank you for joining us. Again, we will be here next Saturday. We also have Pop Prayer, which is prayer over prophecy, on Tuesdays. So if you have ever been prophesied over and that thing has yet to come into manifestation, please feel free to post on the website, post on the Facebook page, or call into the line. The information is posted on the page. We'll repost again on Tuesday, but let us cover that those prophetic words in prayer and call that thing into fruition. Amen. So that you will be blessed. God will get the glory and the kingdom keeps moving forward. Amen. Again, thank you so much. Have a great, blessed week. Amen. God bless you. I plead the blood over you now. I speak success, favor, protection over your life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command it so. Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Amen.
On your favorite name brand mattress. Get a Tempur-Pedic mattress now just $24 a month. And high covered mattress for as low as $25 a month. Four for a limited time. And Ashley's Great Queen Power Set for just $9.95. Enjoy 6 years, no interest, no money down. Hurry in. Sign up please today. Hold you. $25 for a limited basket and actually